The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Advent, everybody. Our Advent season has begun. The year of grace 2024. And if you want to get a little bit more particular, year B, cycle 2 in our readings. It is not the season of Christmas. What you're seeing outside these doors is a pagan ritual called Christmas with a little c. They have no clue on what this season of Advent is all about. So next time somebody greets you with "Happy Holidays," ask them, "What holiday are you celebrating? Christmas, Festivus, Black Friday, I don't know, I just go along with the flow." Well, here's your opportunity to catechize, to evangelize. In the Christian church, we are in the season of Advent. What is Advent, you may ask? Well, if you attended my reflection on Advent this past Tuesday, then you would know. And if you didn't, shame on you. I'm calling sister on you. The church defines Advent thus: the Advent season is a time of preparation that directs our hearts and our minds to Christ's second coming at the end of time, and the anniversary of our Lord's birth on Christmas. Notice what was placed first. It's a time of preparation for the time when Christ will come again. I think I've taught you that many times before, that theological reality that he will come again, and the anniversary of his birth. We hear from Isaiah, "Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not?" The laments of Isaiah calls us to reflect on our own fallen human nature. Unfortunately, sin is the reality of our existence. And when we allow it to rule our lives, our hearts become hardened. We grow callous. We can't even feel the flame burning our very soul, and it will. Withered leaves carried away by the winds of apathy. Be careful. Withered leaves burn quickly, consumed by the fires of hell. As the church teaches, Advent is a time of preparing for his coming and the celebration of his birth. The definition continues, Advent also includes an element of penance in the sense of preparing, quieting, and disciplining our hearts for the full joy of Christmas. This is a penitential season. We adopt a more solemn tone in our liturgy to draw us to the reality that we are in need of him to heal us, to return to us. Are we preparing for his return? What's the Boy Scout motto? Be prepared. That's the Christian motto. Be prepared for the time when he will come again. Our responsorial psalm, Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. That is a good prayer. That's a good mantra. To turn away from our sinful nature so that we may see him clearly. You see, those withered leaves of our souls can be made fresh as a springtime meadow. Paul writes to the Corinthians, I give thanks to my God, always on the account for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus. You see, we are living in the end times. You know, he has risen. And in this remaining days of our earthly existence until the end of time, he has given us the sacraments. He has given us means of drawing closer to him, especially in the celebration of the Eucharist. He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So even though our own personal earthly existence is short, for those that will see the glory of his coming again, for all of us, we still need to be prepared. So do not allow the trappings of the pagans to distract you from your Advent preparations. This is not a time for baking cookies or attending holiday parties, but quieting and disciplining our hearts to prepare for the time again when he will come. Advent should be a time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Where have you heard that before? It's a time of discipline and self-sacrifice. So the church rightly calls the season of Advent a little Lent. We do not know the time of his return. So what are we doing in the meantime? Well, there are many Advent devotionals you can observe. We will soon light our Advent wreath to mark the weeks as we progress toward the celebration of his birth. If you were here for that presentation, that Advent reflection, remember the Advent calendar? You know those little doors that you open up? You know, as a child, I loved doing that. You know, every year, my parents always have one, and I'd post it on the door. I couldn't wait to open up the next door the next day. You know, you can use that in your families as a way to mark the day. If you can't attend daily mass, then get the daily readings off of the USCCB website, or if you've got a devotional, you can find the readings. I mean, you know, there's an app for that too. Okay, it's out there. You know, pray the daily readings. Open up a door on the Advent calendar. USCCB again says our Advent readings call us to be alert and ready, not weighted down and distracted by the cares of the world. One of the Advent devotions that I gave at my reflection was called Antiphons and Collects. Antiphon, the entrance antiphon for the Mass, and the opening prayer. I've got to stack them over there. There's a bunch of devotionals, Advent devotionals on this. Take that as well. And pray. Do a little Lectio Divina on the prayer for that week. Now, during the season of Advent, you know, there's a different prayer every single day, but that's the one for Sunday. So if you cannot attend daily Mass, then, you know, use that devotional. Before you come to Mass on Sunday, pray that prayer. Do a little Lectio Divina on that prayer so that when you come into Mass, your heart is all ready to receive, to understand the wonder of this celebration. Jesus' final word. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch, because Christ will come again.